There's another way in which we need to bring in other disciplines, and many people, both in psychology and in AI, don't necessarily pay attention to this. There are people studying animal cognition, and they're finding some very interesting things. For example, a couple of years ago, a crow, New Caledonian crow called Betty, who was being studied in Oxford, was observed spontaneously to make a hook out of a piece of wire in order to get a bucket of food out of a tall glass tube. She had previously been given a hook and had used it, so had a male crow, but the male flew off with the hook. So Betty tried with a straight piece of wire and failed, and so she bent it, and she later showed she could bend it in several different ways. Now, that was very surprising, and it's one of many surprising things you can learn about animals, which many people in AI and in psychology have not attended to. And I think by thinking about the evolutionary processes that might have led to the various kinds of intelligence that we see in animals, we may be able to get some idea of how human intelligence, which is obviously much more complicated and dependent on much longer evolutionary development, we might be able to get some idea of how the human intelligence is decomposed into things that can exist separately in simpler kinds of brains and minds, if you see what I mean.